Hey, it's LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense, and you're listening to 28 Days of Fire and Focus. Today, we are going to talk about your powerful post activity. As you know, I believe that blogging for business and is an important part of building your business and your brand online because it's a great way to utilize your space to build relationships with new customers as well as create those loops that you want to have to keep your existing customers in the know as far as what you're working on now. So today I want to talk about PR and praise because that's what we've been talking about these last couple of days and how you can create a great media post, okay? I always say, as you know, you've probably heard this quote before, pictures are worth a thousand words. So today I want you to do a picture post by showcasing one particular thing that really shows people all the awesomeness that you have to offer, okay? So you can pick the post, or I should say, you can pick the picture, but I definitely want you to work on this post today. And considering that you only need to write just a little bit to give people a sense of what's in the actual picture, it's definitely one of those easy, quick posts that you can do as a great way to share content, build that media buzz consistently, and promote the praise, right? So here are some great examples of media photos that you can share on your website. I have this amazing photo of one of my favorite people, Pam Perry. We're born on the same day, so it's great to have a fellow Gemini power sister. And she's got one of my Sister Sense magazines, and she just sent it to me one day. She, you know, she had purchased a copy of the magazine, and she was so excited about that. She took a picture of it, and so beautiful. Pam is so photogenic, so I couldn't help but share that on my space. Great media plug, because it's an opportunity to show someone who actually purchased the magazine and who loves the magazine. And then I can also say in that particular post, hey, look, here's Pam Perry. She's got the latest Sister Sense in print magazine. If you want to get yours, click the link to head on over to mag.sistersense.com to purchase one as well. So it's an opportunity for you to get people excited about purchasing your products or services by showing them a photo of somebody else who's doing the same. You can do that with customer photos. You know, if you sell t-shirts or jewelry, or you got a celebrity who just used one of your products, it's awesome to get those photos and share that on your space because, again, the media plugs go a long way. PR and praise is what we're all about this week. So think about if you've got products or services that people have used, if you can send, you know, if people have sent you a picture as far as your customers are concerned, that you can use on your space. As I've mentioned before, I do a lot of interesting things for clients, you know, web design and graphics design, one or few things, but it's definitely not where my services end. For some clients, they'll come to me and ask me to do print projects for them. So whether I'm helping them put together CDs or magazines or even business cards, I always have opportunities to share physical examples of different types of services that I'm doing for clients. So a couple of weeks ago, I actually reached out to the matchmaking duo, one of my clients, because I worked on some physical products for them, helping them put together a step and repeat board and also a custom table skirt. So there were just some beautiful products that I put together for their brand so they could utilize those at promotional events and conferences. So I said to them, hey, did you get those products? I would love for you to send me some photos, which they did. So it's great to have those examples of work that I've put together, not only just kind of screenshots of websites, but physical products that I've created for my clients and have that to share on my space. So you want to think about that for yourself for today. What have you done for customers? What are some physical products or, you know, that people have utilized? Maybe they've sent you, you know, just because they just wanted to share it with you. They were so excited. Maybe they sent you physical photos. But if not, feel free, reach out to them, inbox them, say, hey, did you get what you got? You know, you know what I sent you? Can you send me some photos back so I can share that with my community? Now, I've seen this done quite a bit on social media platforms where they have a fan page and they strategically on a weekly or daily basis request fans to send in photos. And that's a great way to engage as well. So in addition to you being able to create an opportunity for them to share, you know, all the wonderful things that they love about your business or brand, you can then reshare that, right? So you're spotlighting them and simultaneously also just kind of of sharing the best that you have to, again, boost your media buzz and praise in the process. So customer pictures, events that you have either created and or spoken at, share those. I love to share throwbacks so that you can see pictures of my Power Circle conferences, of my speakers, people just either engaging in the sessions or, you know, having a great time with the experts in my circle. Do those throwback pictures. Show people what you've done before so they can get excited about what you've got coming up next. Also, as I've mentioned to you before, you want to be able to showcase your features, right? So I talked about having that as seen on bar of logos, different credible companies that you've worked with or been featured by, and then also just kind of creating blog posts around that as well. So I was super excited when my family and I were featured in this huge spread in Essence magazine. So of course, you know, I had to take photos and share that on my space. So if you've been featured in magazines, in newspaper articles, if you've been featured locally in your community, all great examples of content that you can just post on your page. So as I'm talking, hopefully those creative juices are going and you're like, oh my God, oh, I can post that. I can post that. And you've got all these great ideas of different photos that you can post on your space. Now, today, I just want you to focus on just one, but certainly if you've got a list of them, you've got the potential to have content for a week, a couple of months, who knows? It depends on how many photos you have in your box, but you've never really taken the advantage of and figured out how you can really maximize those photos and use them for their PR and marketing potential. So also think about for yourself other things that you can utilize as well. So I love to utilize photos on this great tool. It's called Canva, canva.com, canva.com. You can use Canva to create banners. You can use them to create quotes. You can use them to edit some of your cool photos and graphics to just kind of add an extra pop to it, or add your logo or brand to it, a brand message to it. Just a great resource and powerful plugin that I definitely recommend. So if you're not already using it, definitely check out canva.com. So as you're thinking about some photos that you can add to really make your post pop, that's one web tool that's great for you for as far as photo editing and optimizing the graphics that you have. If you are in need of graphics, as you know, I'm also a graphics designer. So if you go to graphics.sissasense.com, you can take a look at some of my popular graphics packages. People sometimes want photos that they can, you know, they send me their photos and say, LaShonda, can you make a header for my website? I need a big header for the top. Or can you help me put together my business card? I need a logo. I need you to do my Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube cover art, you know, things of that nature. If those are some kinds of graphics that you need outside of DIYing it using something like Canva, you can certainly come to me and utilize my graphics design services as well over at graphics.sistasense.com. So work on that power post for today. Let me know what you've been working on by emailing me, lhenry@sistasense.com. Also share your progress with us inside facebook.sistasense.com. That is our Power Circle community. So whether you send me an email or interact with us on Facebook, you can definitely not only engage to share the progress so I can praise you on your work, but you can also share some of your photos. Let us know what you're working on. And that's a great way to get people excited about what you do as well. Like I said, pictures are worth 1,000 words. And on Facebook and Instagram and all these pages, we love, love, love pictures. So take an opportunity to post up some of your pictures. Remember to use the hashtag #FiredUp so that you can engage and share with us as well. Like I've mentioned before, if you want to dig a little bit deeper, you can also schedule a clarity call with me, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, so that we can talk about what it is that you want to work on next over at callme.sistasense.com. So power posts, power pages, power plugins, you are getting powerful, focused, and fired up, I hope so, inside our 28 days together. I hope you're enjoying this. I know I'm enjoying sharing all of this information with you. More to come. Take care. Bye.